AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
God can't bless who you pretend to be or who you compare yourself to. He can only bless you in the lane that was created for you.
I feel that for somebody.
You don't need no edge entity, you need boundaries.
What? I don't need your likes, I don't need your validation. All I need is a God fighting for me that says all things.
It's PJ interview time.
I'm excited. Now, how does this go? We just kind of,
you know, however you want to live your life.
Thank you, sister.
Yes. I like these pajamas. They're saved.
They are saved, okay? Hey, no skin showing. Ooh, a little.
Just a little. You better.
Just to let them know I got it. Yes.
Thank you for doing this.
Of course. I'm so excited to talk to you. It's always a joy to talk to you.
You know, just moments ago, I found out that you flew out for this.
Yeah.
I am blown away by the sacrifice.
That's what friends do. You don't have no friends that get on a plane for you. You need some new friends.
That's true.
That's a nugget. That's tweetable.
Yes, it is. You better start That's it
free.
Already.
That's free.
I don't know. I guess friendship and the nature of friendship and womanhood just changes so much throughout the years.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you know that there are certain things you would do for people, but you don't always know like what are the depths of what they will do in return?
That's good.
Yeah, so like, but you showed up. No, I'm very grateful for that.
Thank you. I am grateful for you. I'm grateful for everything that you do. The phone call meant the world to me. And I just felt that I am supposed to be here. So it was no problem. It was no problem. I have the app on my phone. You just make the reservation. Get on a plane. Come here and land. I ate some calamari in the lobby before I came up. And we're here.
I feel like the last year of your life that I've known you, that you have been so intentional about being where you want to be and not where people think you should be.
Yeah.
And doing what feeds you. How did you come to that place? Have you always been there? And maybe I'm just now more exposed to it than I was before. But
no, I think circumstances, life, things will happen that kind of shake you to maybe shift you. And you're like, wait, hold up. What do I need to be doing? I am at an age where I think, you know, 20 years in the entertainment business at such a young age, you're kind of spoiled. People are doing things for you, you know, and it's like, okay, at what point do you grow up? At what point do you begin to make meaningful, intentional moves that set you up even better for the rest of your life? So yeah. I'm in a place where I'm happily saying, no, I am literally looking for sales to see what accent chairs I can get for my new place. So yeah. that's where I am. God has been so good that I needed to, I just wanted to take some time out to say, okay, these next moves got to be God moves.
Yeah.
And that's where I am.
So how do you say no without feeling the fear of letting people down or maybe mm-hmm. people pleasing?
I thought about that the other day. I have a situation that has come up, and it's a situation where now I know my worth.
Okay.
And I was like in, oh, with like 3 exclamation points, and it felt so good.
Yes.
And when people say, how do you do it? You just do it. Or maybe it's because you've been put in situations so many times where you do things for other people and then you kind of feel yucky.
Yeah.
Like, I should have said no because I know my worth.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's where I am. I know my worth. And if that means me sitting out, then that's what I'll do.
So if you had to go back and give yourself, and I know like we don't live with regrets and all of mm-hmm. those things. If you had to go back 20 years ago when you were that mm-hmm. young girl in the entertainment industry who was starting off and people were doing things for you, what's one thing that you would whisper in her ear?
I would whisper in her ear and say, it's okay to speak up.
Mm.
It's okay to speak up. And that's that.
Yeah.
It's okay to speak up. And when you look back, you know, people will respect you later. Like, yeah, she had a backbone.
Yeah.
You know,
because I think that that's really significant because people end up feeling trapped in their own lives. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how do I get out of this without upsetting it?
Yeah,
that's you good. Know. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, you can't get out of it without upsetting it in right. some capacity. Because if it were working, then you could keep yeah. it the same. But it's not working. Yeah. So how do I get out of this with peace? That the upset is only so that I can reset.
Come on, she got bars. Yeah,
okay, and God can give me the foundation that I really need. But I think there's a fear of my life falling apart, mm-hmm. a fear of people changing the way that they see me. At what point do we come to this place where it's like, yeah, but what I need is more important than where I am?
I think when you find yourself, you know, yes, when you get in certain positions,
yeah,
you are to be a blessing. You're supposed to help. You're supposed to help launch. You're supposed to do this. But when you find out you're at a deficit,
yeah,
then that's an issue, you know, because you're not taking care of you. You're saying yes to so many other people, but you don't know how to say yes to you anymore. And so in this season, it's me, you know, saying yes to myself. And that's really, really an awesome feeling. I don't know if 40 has anything to do with it. I don't know if experience hurts this and that, but I just want better.
Yeah.
I just want better. I just want better.
And you've been so transparent on social mm-hmm. media about that pursuit of better. Mm-hmm. And you have shared so many things that I have related to that mm-hmm. I know so many other people relate to. And I know that social media can be a challenging place for all of us. Mm-hmm. But I know that it has not been easy growing up in the spotlight the way that you have, with so much, mm-hmm. With people having so much access to you. You know mm-hmm, what I mean? Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm. before social media, you could be famous and what people were saying, oh, like yeah. they'd have to be a reporter to get yeah. it to you. But now anyone can say anything. And yet you still, with so much clarity, with so much seeming confidence, mm-hmm. share your vulnerability so that people can be helped.
Yeah, I know for me right now, running my own social media, which one day that will change, but it's like, I don't want to put anything out there that's not real.
Yeah.
At the same time, I still believe in having some mystique about me, just like you do, but giving people enough, like, okay, Lord, this is going to help somebody. It's going to inspire somebody. They probably going to find out anyway. You just put it out there. You tell your story. Don't let anybody yeah. else tell your story. But I am at a place where I feel like I've gone through some of the same things that other people, the person who brought the cookies here, might have gone through. And right. it's like, no, share that. Let people know that.
And I think that one of the things that I admire the most is how you're kind of like weaving some of the things that your childhood experiences place into the woman you are now. My husband and I say all the time, we're like, everything that's wrong with everybody started when they were a kid. Yes. There was an experience or an exposure that shaped how you see the world. What have been some of those things that you're comfortable sharing that kind of shaped you as a woman that you had to decide, no, I want to take a different form?
Well, words are very powerful. Words that were spoken to you at 3 or 13, 23 or 33, words are very powerful. And so when you look at words that are spoken to you, if somebody says, you know, I wish you were never here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at 13, you kind of don't, you kind of like, that was mean.
Yeah.
Okay. But then something in you
internalizes
it, and you take that in. Now, it might not like manifest itself right then and there, but maybe 7 years, 10 years from now, you're wondering why you don't feel like you're valuable and you're worthless. Well, somebody told you that they wish you weren't here.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? Oh, you wish. Oh, so I don't mean anything to you. I am of no value. So what you'll begin to do is you'll seek out opportunities. You'll seek out relationships that maybe you're trying to, am I worthy? Am I this? And then you start performing.
Yeah.
You know, you start doing all these things. And so I'm at a place where I want to be so filled up with God's love, because God's love is supposed to trickle down to the parents, from the parents down to the children. Okay, so for me, what am I pouring out? I can't pour out something that's not in me. Right. So I'm in a place where, OK, God, you have to saturate me. I want this love that I hear these people talk about.
Right.
I've sang about it.
Yeah.
I've read devotionals about it. But I'm like, I just really want to sit on my swing and be like, God, OK, I want to feel your love. And there are moments where I'm like, I really am feeling his love, to be so filled up that I am now choosing opportunities and choosing relationships out of being whole and full, not out of what I lack, out of a deficit.
Have you ever been on the hunt for a new doctor? So you ask everyone you know for their recommendations. You know, a doctor who actually listens to you, gets you, and makes you feel at ease. Then finally, after weeks of searching, you find the one. But come to find out, that doctor doesn't take your insurance. Child, the disappointment. Next time, just head on over to ZocDoc to find and book a doctor who is not only right for you, but also takes your insurance. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost any condition you're searching for. What I love most is that you can even score same-day appointments. I use ZocDoc to find appropriate medical care for myself and my family, and you should too, because girl, the convenient healthcare services you need are just a click away. Go to ZocDoc.com/womanevolve and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/womanevolve. Again, ZocDoc.com/womanevolve. Tell them we sent you.
I think that for me, my relationships, because I had words spoken over me too, right? That I internalized, that I didn't think were a big deal in the moment. But then I looked up and I was like, wait a minute. I've been trying to find someone who would help me uproot these words. I think that that's what toxic relationships really are. Like, please help me uproot this. I'm bleeding. I'm hurting. I can't figure out where the leak is. Help me uproot it. And to your point, coming to a place where you're like, you know what? I just want wholeness. The people who I thought would help me uproot it planted more seeds now I'm in more of a mess. And so now I think healthiest relationships are people who plant and sow into you.
That's so good. That's right.
What have you had to uproot?
Oh, gosh. I've had to uproot a lot of anger, funny enough. Like, I feel like I am one of the most nicest, outgoing to people I know. all of those things and didn't know that, man, I've got some stones in my heart because you feel like a stony hearted person. I just remember old mean church mothers.
Yeah.
Now, a church mother should not be in the same sense as me, but you know, people that just look like this.
Yeah.
You would think, okay, they have a stony heart. But no, it's those of us who got this good makeup on, honey, got that 2-inch barrel curling iron, these waves and they're flowing, and you have some stones around your heart. And it's like those stones are like each word that was spoken to you, each betrayal, each hurt. And before you know it, there's just like stones around your heart. So I've had to uproot all of that anger, bitterness, some resentment, some regret, shame.
Oh, shame is my greatest stone.
Oh, man, I knew better. Even if I said it out of anger, you still, the soul, if it's like words spoken to me, I've spewed them out on people. So I'm doing the same thing that I said that I would never do.
You have really been intentional about how you're in the spotlight and when you're in the spotlight. And maybe most people would be surprised, maybe they wouldn't, that you really do have a very low-key life.
It's a very low-key life. And if anybody's in my life right now or who wants to be in my life right now based off of who they know me to be, they're going to be really bored and really mad because I'm not at all the, like, happening scenes and parties and fashion shows and runway, this, like... if it's meaningful and I have like a sincere attachment to it, I'll go. But I really would rather eat Panda Express and watch Judge Judy.
And I know that to be true because when you came to LA, I don't think you were living here. You were like, can we, I think we were going to hang out. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm at home. I think maybe I was pregnant or just had the baby. So. Mm-hmm. My mom was there.
And she cooked them. Y'all was cooking she chicken fried wings. That's my kind of party.
And we had the best time.
That's my kind of party. I am trying to really like, okay, Lord, be a good steward over the platform you give me, over the access you give me. And there are people who are dying to like have this seat and have this access. But if I don't have like an... I don't like just going to parties just to looking at people. And that's a lot of money I got to spend on glam, honey, styling.
Honey.
Got to do this, yes. I got to do that, and wondering if you like me over there and this. So I don't do that at home.
But in your downtime, you have really been doing not just a lot of like soul work, but I think like spiritual work too.
Definitely the spiritual work. I have been just trying to get to know this word, getting this word broke down, because what I'm not going to do is quote something on TV and Sarah be like,
sis,
that's not what that means. Okay, call me later. Okay. You know, I don't want that at all. And so I just believe I have a feeling of where God is taking me. And I'm just in just taking this time of preparation to be ready. I'm writing a book. I can't believe it. I've been doing these intensives called Healing the Heart. And I really am like, okay, God, I know you want me to spread this message of your healing and your love for people like us.
Yeah.
Okay. For people that, for actually the message is for everybody.
For sure.
So I won't say that. The message is for everybody. Whoever he allows me to tell it to, that's what I'm preparing for.
So we're talking inner healing?
Inner healing. Inner healing. So for me, last year, I went to this retreat, and to make a long story short, they're talking about how a child needs 10 emotional needs met. And I didn't have any of them met.
Chad, well, what are them? List them. And then
so some of them are like affirmation, security, respect, safety. You know, now we had things like you got clothes on your back.
Right.
You got a roof over your head. and with like shoes on your feet or something like mm-hmm. that. But when it comes to like, you are awesome.
Yeah.
You did good, baby. And when I say security, meaning, okay, yes, I have a roof over my head, but are you making sure that the atmosphere in this yeah. house is safe?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can I come to you and share things? How are you and daddy doing? But you have to remember, some of our parents were just doing the best that they could
for sure.
with what they knew,
mm-hmm.
okay? So, but now that I'm learning, you can learn and now you can have compassion on your parents mm-hmm. or whoever raised you. Like, man, okay, so they just didn't know. But to know that there are certain emotional needs that were not met as a child. And then what happens is as an adult, you begin to show some of those symptoms.
Yeah.
You know, some of those symptoms could be you're not confident in making decisions.
Mm.
You know, you are, if you didn't get affirmation, it's a possibility you will be insecure. You might even be promiscuous. You might, because you're seeking it. And it's not a bad thing. It's something that you're longing for.
Right.
And you're seeking it. I don't think the act of seeking it is necessarily bad. I would think just who you're trying to get it from and what kind
yeah.
of fulfillment you're getting, that I think is wrong.
That affirmation, like the idea of affirmation being one of those 10 emotional needs, mm-hmm. like really struck me
mm-hmm.
because I think I had a lot of those other things, at least some of the other mm-hmm. things that you named. But I think that when I wasn't affirmed specifically after my pregnancy, and not in what I did, but like in who I was,
mm-hmm.
I think that really did something to my mind, because now I have all of these questions about who I am and what this means about me mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. And so I need someone to tell me who I am now, to tell me I still have worth, to tell me I still have value. And I don't know that I ever heard that.
Wow. Well, I know you're a world changer. You're out here wow. changing a life, changing lives, changing people's world. So I can affirm that in you. I can affirm that you are a great mother. You're one of your beautiful two, you know, your beautiful son is sitting right here. Amazing. So that's what I can affirm okay. to you. You are a great friend. That's mm-hmm. what I can definitely tell you. We might not talk all the time, but I know that you are there. You know what I mean? So, oh my gosh, you're a great gift giver.
What?
You're a great gift giver. That pan that y'all were frying those chicken wings in, you sent one to me.
Okay,
I can affirm and tell you, makeup artists love your cheekbones.
Okay, all right,
Like, let's go on and on and on.
Let me tell you, you're an amazing writer. No,
I don't want any more. You're the bomb.
I don't want
you
any
drop
more.
No, bars. Michelle. You're gifted. I affirm Michelle. You of who Thank you are you. In Thank the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What is wrong with you?
I swear it's water.
What is wrong?
I swear it's water. I just had to let out a hallelujah. Is there a song that says raise the hallelujah?
Yes, there is
we
one.
We raised it in this bougie hotel. They need Jesus in here, honey, okay?
Are you ready to take your winter hydration to the next level? And not in a drink your water, mind your business kind of way, though that is key. Proper hydration involves regulating essential minerals such as sodium, potassium, and magnesium. That's right, hold the sugar, pass the salt, but make it warm. As temperatures are cooling down, Element Chocolate Medley is coming in hot with tasty drink flavors. I'm talking chocolate mint, chocolate chai, and chocolate raspberry, all designed to be enjoyed hot or swirled into your favorite recipes. Element Chocolate Medley is an electrolyte drink mix guided by science and formulated for anyone on a mission to restore health through hydration. It is perfectly suited for new moms, the girlies that work out, folks who are fasting, or those of you following a low-carb diet. I was introduced to Element by my trainer while learning about the benefits of electrolytes, and now I'm using its chocolate medley mix to create warm and cozy holiday drinks with my family, while also gaining the benefits of better sleep, a sharpened focus, and more energy. Since this is your sign to try Element Chocolate Medley totally risk-free this holiday season. And if for any reason it doesn't suit your taste, don't even worry about it. Our friends over at Element will give you your money back, no questions asked, and no need to send the product back either. Now that's customer loyalty at its finest. Get a free sample pack with your Element order by going to drinklmnt.com/evolve. That's drinklmnt.com/evolve. Thank you, Element, for sponsoring the Woman Evolve podcast.
So would you say, how long has this transformation been taking place within you? And what was like the thing where you said, all right, enough is enough?
Yeah, I would say top of January 2019 is when the transformation started taking place. But I'll go ahead and say it. I think for me was the loss of my engagement because it's like, how can you, I would say the root of the depression, right? If that is not dealt with, that will rob the very thing you've been praying for. It can rob the very thing you're not praying for. It can make your clarity off. It can just, you know, I would say I was pretty lost there for a minute, you know, and some people got hurt along the way. And so I think when my engagement ended, I was like, you can't get this right. You know, you had somebody who was faithful, someone like I never had to check his phone and who, like all that petty stuff we used to, you know, do in the past. And so I think it took me losing that to be like, all right.
Yeah.
What is it? What is it? What is it that you could not keep that? Mm-hmm. And so I definitely became a runner, you know, to like, this is so stupid.
It's fine.
Where like you're thinking they're thinking in the relationship because they said, no, you just need to pluck. You got a little mustache. You got to need to pluck. And I'm like, he doesn't want to be with me anymore.
It's so extreme.
Because I have a mustache and he's going to get with someone who's had laser hair removal and electrolysis.
The whole thing.
And she never has hair on her lip. And it's like, no, he just said, here, babe, here's some tweezers.
Yeah.
That's all he just want to be with
that's
you.
That's the whole thing.
That's real life, true life story, by the way. Like, I do that.
That's, I mean, that's. But I totally get it. But you know what I think it is? I do think that when you've been in emotionally abusive relationships, they use anything as a reason for why they acted out the way that they did. So you see anything as a reason for someone to leave.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just like, but it's good that, you know, I'm getting it now.
Yeah.
I hate that it took that, you know, because I'm supposed to be celebrating like a year of marriage next week. Literally, I'm supposed to be, look at me talking about what I'm supposed to be.
Right. You know, this is what
God, this is what I was supposed to be pregnant. So, you know, but I am learning all of this now. And I know whatever this intentional time of preparation, I'm like, Lord, I believe the other side is going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, who it's with, what. I don't know everything, but I know it's beautiful.
I think you were always the other side. I don't think the other side
That's
was,
so good.
Yeah.
Come on. You spit bars.
You were always this.
I almost had to think about that for a minute.
Yeah. But,
it was me.
You were the other side.
Yep.
But no, honestly, though, I'll never forget. And my husband always talks about like psychics having a gift that they abuse and manipulate for power. But I was in my toxic marriage. I went to go see a psychic because I needed answers. I needed answers. Yeah. What's happening here? And I was married at the time. And I was like, is he ever going to be faithful? Is anything going to happen? Yeah. Like, what is going to happen? And he just kept saying, it's about you. It's about you. It's about you. And I was like, no. And I want my money back because I came here about, so that this.
Tell me about this and him.
Yeah. But I understand now that it was always about me. Mm-hmm. And I do think that we have this picture in our head of what our life is supposed to
That's
be like.
So good.
And we're like, when we get there, then we made it to the other side. But
that's
this
so good
is
because
you.
I would have went into marriage not knowing this stuff that I needed to know about me. I would have gone into marriage trying to know me.
Yeah.
And I think in marriage, tell me if I'm wrong, I think in marriage you will be trying to know you, but I didn't know me at the place that I should know me before I get into a marriage. You know,
it is because marriage is very much so introducing yourself to a person over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And then they introduce you to a version of you that you didn't know either.
And I actually, something I saw your dad say today, bringing kids in.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be change you. So you have to keep growing and knowing. And, you know, so, you know, a part of me is like, okay, God, I can do that. And a part of me is like, yeah, I'm cool with just me and these walls.
Right? Because inviting someone into that space is, it takes a lot of vulnerability. But I think when you feel like God brought that person into your life, that's ultimately where the trust is.
Yeah.
It's not even in the person being consistent and remaining the same. It goes back to, where was I when we got together? Mm-hmm. Could I recognize God when you came into my life? And so if God is the core, because that's what we get to.
Well, I know for me, you know, we have to be careful too and be like, okay, what, God, you did bring this person. But where am I to where I don't feel worthy of who or what you brought into my life too. So feeling worthy of it, you know, is a thing. You know, I will look at my engagement ring sometimes like, really? Well, why didn't he? Maybe he should be with a praise and worship leader. Maybe he should be with somebody that he can co-pastor with. I know I can sit on the front row. I'm thinking all these things, and you're thinking yourself out of
the very thing that God gave you.
Yeah.
I feel like when I met Trey, that he made me wonder what it was that God saw in me. That I felt worthy, but I also felt intrigued.
Mm.
Like, what is it that you see in me that I don't fully see?
That's amazing. That's right. Yeah. Like,
which is how we feel with God. You know what I mean? The love didn't make me feel insecure. It made me stand in wonder, you know?
Mm.
And I always talk about how he created a space that was bigger than me.
You talk in paintings. I just could see stand in wonder. And I just, I'm on a big mountain.
Yes, just standing in awe.
Go ahead.
But when a person creates a space that's bigger than you, it makes you wonder, can I feel this space? Like, you think I can feel this space? And I constantly took the love that he gave me and put it in the ground so that it could produce roots and so that I could grow into that space. Mm-hmm. And I believe that I added value to him too.
Yeah.
But it does go back to really believing that you can add value to someone.
Yeah. Yeah. The crazy thing is that I feel like in certain ways I knew what I brought to the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can add value to you. But can I receive what you give to me and what you bring to me? Am I worthy? Can I open up? Can I really receive it? Can I, you know, I saw this picture of a cup and it had holes in it.
Mm.
Okay. And pouring water into it. Water is going into it. You would think the cup could be able to hold it. But I think of all those holes and all those wounds, you know, whatever is trying to be poured into you, it cannot stay there.
Yeah.
You know, because you're not healed.
Yeah.
You're not healed. And, you know, people can think that nothing can be too little or too big that you cannot or should be healed from. I don't care if it's because you were bullied in school.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And whatever it is too, that even traumatized you. Yeah. I've got to get into the book about the body keeps score. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the body keeps score of every word, every physical hit, every betrayal, everything. The body, it does keep score. And I think people wonder why, man, at certain times of the year, why do I get sad? Yeah. Your body got used to that. It's, I don't know. Our bodies are incredible, you know? So really, really, really being healed of that. I don't want my body keeping score of nothing traumatic anymore.
And I think seeing things as traumatic is helpful too. Mm-hmm. And not like, oh, it just hurt my feelings, but it's fine. But like, this was a trauma.
Yeah, no, let's call things what it is.
Yeah.
Call things, no, this was abuse.
Yeah.
Abuse just isn't physical. It could be emotional, verbal, you know. Let's call it what it is. And if you were the inflictor, that's call it what it is. I inflicted this pain. Yeah. I inflicted these words, this abuse onto somebody. And if it means going to go sit with a therapist, a Christian counselor to have somebody to process that with, you know, because a lot of people, the ones who had the pain done to them, they'll go sit. But no, I inflicted the pain.
Right, right, right.
I need to go sit and figure out why I was inflicting the pain.
And I also think that we have to realize that the person who hurt you may not be the person who can fix you.
That's so good. That's so good.
So to take ownership of your own healing instead of waiting on someone to finally apologize and finally get it together.
That's good. Because so many people, I mean, how many times have we heard a lot of people that hurt you don't even know that hurt you? They've gone on and they married with kids.
Right.
You know, have you ever apologized to have, you know, gone to somebody and they be like, I did that?
Yeah.
They didn't even realize or know. And you've carried it for 20, 30 years and they've gone on with life. They're good.
Yeah. Or even parents, because I know a lot of questions that we get on Woman Evolve has to do with like toxic parenting or maybe toxic siblings and how they want their parents or want those people who've been in their life to fix what occurred, but they can't fix it. And to be fair, it's not their responsibility to fix it, because in the perfect world, we would want them to. Yeah. But if it comes down to they fix it or I stay broken, then that's not going to work.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Relieving people from the responsibility to fix you, even when they broke you, is it changed my life. Mm-hmm. It really changed my life.
Yeah.
When is the book coming out?
Oh, gosh, we are trying to fast track it for fall of this year. Oh. I know that is
that's fine.
Insane.
You got this.
It's insane. First draft is supposed to be done in a couple days.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today, thanks to our friends over at EarnIn. I know EarnIn to be an app that can empower you to live life to the fullest by providing you up to $100 per day of your pay within minutes of earning it. Not to mention, there are no mandatory fees and no credit check required. With the holiday season upon us, I would pace myself and use money from the EarnIn app to purchase Christmas gifts ahead of time. Because why not give ourselves the gift of a peace of mind by avoiding all that last-minute shopping and holiday rush? EarnIn is the app that's helping millions of Americans to feel self-sufficient without falling into the endless debt traps. That's right, sis. No debt, no delays, just dollars. Download EarnIn today, spelled EARNIN, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Woman Evolve under podcast. It'll really help the show. That's Woman Evolve under podcast, subject to your available earnings, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust Member FDIC.
Who needs to read this book?
Oh, man. Everybody needs to read this book. It's about checking in with yourself, checking in with others, and checking in with God.
Mm.
Everybody needs to read this book. And for the person who... I'm very transparent, so everything that I'm... that we're maybe even talking about today, little bits and pieces of that will be in the book too. So that person that does not feel worthy because of things that have happened to you, words spoken over you, you know, this book is for you to speaking life into that person. Hopefully where I've been, it will can be a roadmap for you. Like, okay, she can do this. This is how she did it. I believe this can work for me. And just perfectly, the spirit of God is all over that book to have major breakthrough for people.
Is this your purpose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you better.
It is. I know my mom was telling me one day that her mother, as she was laying on her deathbed, she called all of her kids in and prophesied to each of her children what her children's children would be. So when it got to my mom and when it came to me, you know, she said that I would be an evangelist. And I was like, the one that has to like have the room temp apple juice with the napkin on top.
For sure.
And the armor bearer, they bring you your Bible into the pulpit, like that kind of evangelizing. And it's not quite looking that way, but I think in what we're doing now, is evangelizing, me being responsible with my platform, is evangelizing, not necessarily tent revivals, because that's what I was scared of. That's like,
you
mom,
don't know.
I was
you
like,
don't know.
But let me tell you what my mama said. She said, if you can get up on that stage and sing, you can get in that pulpit and teach the word.
Mm.
I was like,
all right.
Okay. All right. She read me.
It's crazy though, because obviously you've had this incredible, have this incredible career, but the career wasn't the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The career led to purpose.
Yes, the career definitely led to purpose. And even my appetite is changing in certain areas of my career.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, Jesus, he's doing it. Like, all right.
Yeah.
Because I know when you are following God, there is no missing out.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah.
What God has for you is just follow and be obedient. Each step of obedience I'm learning lights the path for me, because I'm nosy.
Yeah.
I want to know the ending, Jesus. Sometimes I go to sleep, Lord, just show me, just show me, just show me, just show me. Be obedient.
And I think that's why we're in relationship with God, you know, like I'll move, you move, you know, and we continue to do this dance.
Ooh, that's so good. So if somebody is feeling stuck right now, it's because you just need to make a move.
Make a move.
Just need to make a move. And I cancel the whole fear of missing out.
Yeah.
That whole vibe and energy and spirit, like the fear of missing out of what?
Yeah.
What's going on Instagram?
Because when you're not making a move, you're missing out on what God has for you. So I think that, yes, when that is my greatest fear. I say our because Terrain and I talk about that all the time. It's like, if we don't do what God told us to do, then there's not going to be grace on where we are right now. Because sometimes we don't want to leave the grace where we are because we're afraid there's no grace in that next step. There's no favor in that next step.
Yeah.
But the favor for here has run dry. That's why I'm being pulled to next.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. And I feel like too, so that just lets me know when you feel like, okay, it's kind of dry over here.
Yeah.
Because the season is done.
Yeah.
Move on to the next.
Absolutely.
Move on to the next. Move on to the next. And just have confidence in that you made great strides. You made a great name, made great relationships. Whatever it's supposed to be will be. Just keep it moving. I haven't always been that confident.
Right, right. Do you know what step is lit up for you next?
Gosh. Trusting my yes. trusting God. I've been getting amazing text messages from people who don't even know each other. One girl was like, hey, I just want to, I'll read it. And I was like, OMG. I don't know. Do people have their phones in your interviews?
It doesn't matter. You can do all things through Christ.
She said, just wanted to let you know that you came across my mind, praying for you and your trust in God's perfect plan. And someone else reached out to me and just, hey, I just want you to be encouraged. I just want you to trust the process because this is kind of new for me.
Sure.
To really be by myself, literally me and God, waking up in the morning saying, God, what are we doing today?
Yeah.
Because I'm taking a lot of time off because I want my next moves to be God moves.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to be a cornball, but I know it's ministry.
Yeah.
That's what's next. In a real way.
Oof. I need you.
In a real way. I need you too.
I need you in a real way.
Yes, ma'am.
In a real, real way. I think that, you know, there aren't a lot of people in ministry who can reach outside of the walls of the church in a really impactful way. And we need it now more than ever. People need representation.
That's right.
And I really do feel like there's a whole generation that felt misrepresented in the church.
That's good.
And more familiar with what was happening in the world, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, but I know God, I believe in God, but I don't see anyone doing God that looks like me or who speaks the language I speak. And I think that there is such a great need. Like, we're going on tour with Woman Evolve, and like, we're going into places where, like, you just don't see ministers going and like filling these types of places up. Like, I haven't been in ministry for like a super long time. Mm-hmm. I don't preach every Sunday. The fact that God has given me a platform that people feel connected to and will come out to these cities that I'm not from and like fill them up, to me speaks to the need.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such a great need for you and for God put on your
life. I'm like, okay, I'm kind of believing it, you know, like, right.
I want you to come to a Woman Evolve event.
Of course. I'm excited. I told you I'm going to be on the tour bus.
Yes. You
know, in my bunk.
I have to send you the dates because I think that, you know, you're going to do something that's going to be totally unique to your sound and what God is doing in your life. But I do think there's something in just seeing different flows.
Yeah. I would love that. You know, I definitely consider you a mentor. I don't care what our age differences are, but yeah, you're a mentor. So I be looking.
Wow. I love you. Thank you for affirming me. I love you too.
Girl, yes! You better.
I'm going to make them take
this quick. Always wear dark, long, luxurious hair. Come on! I affirm you in this robe, lady. No.
That was great.
Wow. Look at me. Single. This is what we wear to bed. Exactly what we wear to bed.
No,
I'll invest less in some nicer pajamas. But this is what we wear. Okay? This is what I wear. It is what it is. Remote control.
This is it. These are the pajama interviews, right?
Bored.
Here. Yes.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.